B-Pod Studios.
Make it your homepage.
A connection.
985thesportshub.com. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
I was super, super ecstatic to win one for Cleveland because of the 52-year drought. Like, I was ecstatic. Like, obviously, I showed that the first wave of emotion was when y'all, everyone saw me crying. Like, that was all for 52 years. Everything in sports going on in Cleveland. And then after I stopped, I was like, that one right there made you the greatest player of all time.
Nutty and Pod, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That was LeBron James on something he does on ESPN. I don't even care what it is. He's the best.
You should, because he didn't say he was the best in an interview where someone asked. It was kind of off the cuff. This was a show he created and produces. So essentially it was made in order to tell the world that he's the best.
Right. And he moved out to L.A. And the big thing is he's building this big, huge brand with his marketing people and this and that. So Danny Ainge was on the show yesterday. Is the question in here?
Mike, is the question in there? In the clip? Okay, yeah.
Okay. So Danny Ainge was asked this on our show, his weekly interview.
Because Kevin McHale had spoken out about, and he said it was disrespectful that LeBron James would say that he was the best when there's so many other great players that are out there.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad you put that on it, because otherwise it's just awful.
No, I mean, that's how it came up. Hey, your teammate says this.
I'm joking. I'm making a joke about how dumb this all is. All right, here is Danny Ainge.
An interesting quote was flowed out into the universe last week where LeBron James has this TV show, which is apparently called the Look at How Great I Am show. I don't even know where you see it. I think it's online at ESPN. You got to pay for it. But he came out and said that when he won the ring against Golden State, and it was where, you know, when Draymond Green was suspended for the two games during the finals, he said it was after that win that he felt that he had become the greatest player of all time. Now, your teammate Kevin McHale has spoken out and said that he found that insulting to players like Bill Russell, Kareem, Michael Jordan, even Larry Bird, to name a few. What do you think of that comment of LeBron naming himself the greatest of all time?
Well, you know, listen, I think obviously LeBron is in every conversation with who is the greatest player of all time. And there's, you know, a handful of guys that are in those conversations that are considered to be the greatest, like those ones that Kevin just mentioned. And, you know, like, his career's not over. I'd just like to, you know, why he's saying that, I don't know. You know, maybe he thinks that sells. Maybe he's taking the Donald Trump approach and trying to sell himself. I don't know. But, you know, time will tell. I think history, I don't even know if anybody knows who the greatest of all time is, because the years are so different.
Okay, if LeBron stopped playing today, is he a better player than Larry Bird was?
All right, so okay.
And then he went on to say that, yeah, he's better than Larry Bird.
Yeah, so he said he was better than Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. So what's on the table now is that LeBron James claims to be the greatest of all time, and he's marketing himself as the greatest of all time as Donald Trump. Well, Rich, is it fair to say that Donald Trump has used the same sort of language to market himself?
I don't really know if he's...
Nobody's stronger than me.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
There's nobody that respects women more than I do.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had.
So I'd say it's a fairly accurate statement.
Yeah. Right. You know, and so you just mentioned Trump.
Right.
And then here's an example of someone who...
So, by the way, so what happened since then is that everybody picked it up. And it's because, listen, it's an article. If I'm running a sports website, I do it too. Danny Ainge comments because it's got Trump and it's got LeBron and the same thing. And instantly, in the sports world, LeBron is somebody who gets a ton of clicks. And obviously, we know how polarizing Donald Trump is. So immediately, the headlines all over, like the New York Post, LeBron's goat talk draws Trump comparison from Danny Ainge. Everyone says... Now, all of these articles are essentially just transcribing what was in our interview and giving us no credit, which we're getting used to. However, there are some people, Fred, who have found controversy in said comments.
Very successful, too. They've been very successful. So, obviously, you get on Twitter, and there's a woman named Karen Hunter. She hosts a show on Sirius, I guess. And she has, you know, a fair amount of followers, like 70,000 or something. And she says, Danny Ainge, unlike Trump, 5 deferments, 6 bankruptcies, a couple of divorces. King James is a real champion. NBA titles with 2 teams, programs that help people build businesses, a school, 1 wife with children he actually parents. You look crazy with that comparison. Okay.
You didn't listen.
No, you didn't
hear the quote. You didn't read anything. All you saw was LeBron and Trump. And you immediately went, oh, how dare you compare the two?
It was saying that this is the way people market themselves. Trump trumps himself up. And LeBron James says he's the greatest. Mm-hmm. They both say they're the greatest. Trump won the presidency. You know, he happens to be the president of the United States. You know, that's a fairly high position.
Right.
And he got there largely on his ability to market himself and just say he's the greatest over and over again. Mm-hmm. And the more that you say it, the more people believe it. And there you go. So the point Ainge was making, which is so phenomenally obvious, it's just throw your computers away. You're so dumb.
Well, I went on,
what are you talking about?
Well, there is a local...
You like LeBron James and you don't like Trump. Okay. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Right. What he was saying.
Did he go, hey, you know, LeBron James' parenting reminds me a lot like Trump's parenting. What are you talking about? Wait, what the hell are you talking? This confused me to no end. I literally, when Rich and Thomas were talking to me, Drexy with me, I'm like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
And it's funny because when he said Trump, I went, oh, yeah, they said Trump. And I said, and I even said in the interview, I go, yeah, it's the exact same thing, is that you say you're the best and then, you know, you go on and you market yourself like that. And that's great. But, you mentioned Donald Trump, and everyone loses their minds.
Well, there was a writer, and I've never heard of the guy, okay? I haven't. His name is Owen Pence, and he's shaking the wasp nest around 98.5 Sports, apparently, because he tweeted yesterday, Danny Ainge comparing LeBron to Trump is very simply not okay. And to that, a bunch of people started tweeting him, saying, why? And they said, LeBron too powerful, and it's got the pasty, shriveling coalition of owners mad and uncomfortable. He said if Larry Bird came out today and declared himself the GOAT, Causeway Street would be no longer. Instead, welcome to Avenue 33, whatever that means. And he goes, Bron has experienced this. He goes, Ainge has always been an incredibly shrewd wheeler and dealer, but this is some serious stupidity fueled by white insecurity.
Oh, my God.
Disappointing.
Do you know, every time this happens, it just cheapens everything.
I know. It's like...
What does it have to...
Okay, hang on.
Listen. Racial stuff is legit, obviously. I'm not going to get into it. This is what you... How the hell is race at all involved in this? It's marketing yourself by saying you're the best. You don't like Trump. You love LeBron. Fantastic. And what does it have to do with ownership? And what does it have to do with LeBron critiquing Trump? It has nothing.
Owen continues. Black athlete who has done unimaginable amounts of good for his community and has a legitimate GOAT claim engages in self-praise. Ainge compares said act to the behavior of the current president of the United States.
He didn't say about the behavior.
Yeah, well,
you dummy. He said that they both promote themselves. Are we losing the fact that Trump is the effing president of the United States? He's the president of the United States. LeBron James is the most famous athlete in America.
Guys, the point isn't about an actual GOAT debate.
Yes, it is! That's entirely what it is!
Of course, Ainge thinks LeBron is better than Bird. He has eyes, after all. This is about institutional racism and how it manifests in the NBA's power. Jesus. Okay, let's just for a moment think that he is insulting LeBron James, all right? And he's insulting Donald Trump. If I'm not mistaken, that's like saying, I hate the stars of the original Miami Vice, and then I'm calling you a racist. Didn't he insult a white guy and a black guy in that? Like, isn't it? Like, if you really want to go down that road, like, how is it just that he's insulting one and you're choosing one and not the other? Like, even if you believe for a second that that's what he's doing, your logic is so unbelievable. Institutional racism.
It's you mention Trump and people lose their minds.
Oh, man.
My father included. Okay. Boy, do we get into it.
Really?
Oh, God. Listen,
Put it on the list.
Listen, I'm no fan of Trump's, and now I'm looking at the market, and I'm going, you couldn't even get that right. But regardless of my political views, but they are, I do not like Trump as a president, and you can email me all you want. But this cheapens everything. Everything. There's no analogy that's made talking about any of the achievements of LeBron James or certainly anything charitable that he did or anything that Donald Trump has done. It's an isolated thing, you stupid idiots that don't realize any nuance. It's a non-starter. It's a non-debate. It's true. They're marketing themselves by saying they're the best. And to dismiss Trump that he did all these terrible things, yeah, whatever. He's the president of the United States. He won the president of the United States. He won the election. I mean, Jesus.
This is just the
same. How does it matter? Like, what he's done in the past? It's a black and white issue. Well, I'll say that and they'll go, it's racist. Well, I don't even know how to phrase it now.
It's a problem.
It's a definitive.
Point.
One and the other, as marketing, calls himself the greatest. Does it help LeBron James's brand if he is considered the greatest basketball player of all time?
Yeah, sure.
Of course it does.
Because people will go, yeah, okay. And then
what do you think, Michael Jordan? I mean, Chuck Nevitt didn't sell a million shoes. I mean, Michael Jordan's still one of the highest paid athletes in the country, in the world. And he hasn't played him forever. Why? Because people believe he's the greatest of all time. I mean, Trump won the election.
How about this? Is everything that's wrong with people not reading the article?
No one reads the article.
They can't wait to get on Twitter. They can't wait to be outraged about something that is taken completely out of context. Or just not even playing the audio, which, by the way, you could have very kindly linked up to that so we could have gotten the hits. That would have been kind of nice, but you didn't do that.
So someone goes to Karen Hunter, who I don't know, and she might be the most brilliant person on the planet. I doubt it, but here we go. How does a valid comparison in two people's marketing styles become portrayed as a comparison between their entire lives? And she says, Trump markets LeBron the truth.
Okay.
So she believes that LeBron James is the best player of all time. Therefore, he's being honest. And when Donald Trump says that he's the best of all time, he's not telling the truth, which is not a factor in any of this.
Once again, you did not read the article.
No one reads the article. Why? Because you can just tweet things and try to galvanize your base, and then if you fail, who cares? It's so idiotic. I couldn't, Rich, figure out what people were upset about when you told me.
Then
I said, let's not talk about it. It can't be a big deal. And then I Googled it, and yeah, you're right. It's in all these papers.
It's everywhere. Although, in fairness, like all the legitimate journalists, no one's saying it's racist.
No,
it's
they just put it.
It's the internet trolls.
No, they put it up because you're right. It said Trump and LeBron, and then people look at it, and then they get bored by the story. I mean, these stories that were written were three paragraphs. It's a sample of just reading a headline and then just getting on Twitter. Just, you got to get on Twitter. You got to be outraged. You got to be offended about the most innocuous thing. It's literally something that cannot be considered offensive. His comments there's no subtext in any scenario. Listening to his comments, can you formulate an opinion that is valid that he said anything controversial? I'm not defending a comedian. I'm not defending a politician in that you have the right to say whatever you want. I am telling you that there is not a logical argument to be made under any circumstance that what Danny Ainge said was controversial. None. The only thing is that he said Trump. And then, well, what did LeBron James? LeBron James, there's no debate that he's the greatest. Well, Trump's the president of the United States.
I will say that the Bleacher Report did indeed put the quote underneath the picture that has a very menacing and angry looking LeBron James and a black and white creepy photo of Danny Ainge to make it look extra scandalous.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty
scandal.
There's not a logical explanation, and there's just not, and when I can't figure it out. Because, look, I'm talking about it. We're over break. It's taking up time. I'm all for it. But my first reaction was, why the hell would we talk about it? And then I read about the stuff, and then Rich showed me all this stuff on Twitter, and I said, what the? Someone told our program director it's racist. I said, there's plenty of things that are racist. Plenty of people.
This ain't one of them.
No! No! Not, it's not my opinion.
Craig with a K, I'm genuinely worried about Fred's heart right now.
Because I've had enough. I have enough. Danny Ainge saying that they're marketing themselves the same. Oh, my God. People. My kids, my poor kids.
Pav, some effort has a suggestion. Instead of using black and white, say cut and dry. That way you're safe.
Well, I mean, listen. Whatever. I just can't believe that it was a discussion we had to have today.
Well, congratulations. You knocked off the Merriweather block. We're 20 minutes closer to finishing. Good for you.
It's Friday. So everyone, the Karen Hunters of the world, have fun. Found outrage in something that is legitimately doesn't sniff of anything at all like that. Well, now I'm just repeating myself. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. Life's tough.
Hey, Tom, you like rock and roll?
Yeah. My intuition is telling me there'll be better
worked
days.
Out.
I sit in silence and find whenever I meditate. My fears alleviate. My tears evaporate.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, and Bill Walton. There's West Coast games, college games, so it's hard sometimes to, you know, find him.
Mm-hmm. But I think the DVR needs to start finding him. Mm-hmm. Last night, UCLA played Stanford over on ESPN.
By the way, how about that Pac-10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They looked great last month, didn't they?
They're terrible. That's a terrible, terrible conference.
This might be the worst the conference has been in the last two decades.
Well, shall we check in on how color commentator Bill Walton is doing, shall we?
Who do you think can succeed here? What type of characteristics should UCLA look for in the next coach?
Barack Obama.
Well, I don't think he's going to coach. So.
Well, you keep saying that, but why? Why are you so negative? Why do you just turn down?
Give me some
his
names.
His brother-in-law, coach.
Craig Robinson.
I'm sticking with Barack Obama until he says no.
Okay. Well, that's
it's true. Craig Robinson was the head coach at Oregon State. Technically, there might be some osmosis there.
Is there anybody with grosser nipples than Bill Walton? You see it a lot. The man takes his shirt off all of the time.
Huh? Yeah, he loves to take his shirt off.
He does.
He loves to... talk about mountains and the Grateful Dead.
Yes, he does. He likes spazzing out a little bit. I don't. It's one of those things where you'd think that I'd be like immune to it by now, but I still enjoy watching him completely spazz out on TV.
Yeah, I mean, if you're stuck watching a game that you had no care about, yeah, Walton, you know, you listen to him for about 10 minutes, and then you got your fill and you move on.
Yeah, he's the fish tank. Like, there's nothing else on. Hey, Walton's on. Let's put it on there. He might say something every once in a while that might catch my attention.
Might say something every once in a while. That's literally all he does.
Yeah, right. He probably has like no actual inside information.
No. At least for the small amount of Pac-10 basketball I watch, he's saying nothing.
Well, the All-Star balloting has been compiled, and these are the first returns that have come in for the NBA. And when it comes to the Eastern Conference, there seems to be a decent representation of your Boston Celtics. As a matter of fact, Kyrie Irving is the lead vote getter when it comes to the guards. I'm looking at the totals here. I think he is number two total. Matter of fact, in guards, Kyrie Irving has 910,000, and then it drops all the way down to second. In second place, where it's 409,000, and that person is Dwayne Wade.
Really?
So Dwayne Wade,
Lord,
second in All-Star. I mean, people just want to see him do it like one last time. That's, I mean, I
okay.
It's obviously why.
Or there's just kids are the only ones that bother with this stuff.
Right, right. You know, these are all like, you know,
when was the last time you voted? for an All-Star game.
I'll tell you when. When the ballot was on my seat when I went to a baseball game and you punched in the card.
Yeah, but then you
that's
go
the
put
last
it in
time
the
I voted on it.
Then you got to go put it in the thing, though.
Well, now they got it where like you can like to like Patrice Bergeron actually needs your vote in order to get into the All-Star game for the NHL.
Well, he's my favorite athlete in Boston, but I ain't bothering voting for him.
Oh, you only got a couple more days left, January 10th.
Okay. God bless it. Everyone vote for him.
All right.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I did that.
It's worth a click, right?
No. Listen, no disrespect if you want to do it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Sure.
I just personally couldn't live with myself if I was voting someone younger than me into some kind of position.
By the way, this is kind of funny. In the Western Conference, so when it comes to the front court, you know, first place is LeBron James, of course, because we all know he's the greatest. He has 1.8 million or 1.08 million. And then ahead of Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Paul George, you know who's in second? Luka Doncic, the guy that the Celtics are going to be playing tonight, that rookie from the Mavericks.
Who's, yeah, he's been amazing.
Dude, he's been unbelievable. And the first time I saw him play it, I just completely, it was under the radar for me. I'm like, who is this dude tearing up the Boston Celtics right now? And sure enough, this guy's got, I think he's averaging what, like 24 points a game.
It is amazing because remember, he's a Euro and no one had seen him play. And of course, you had to go to YouTube to get videos.
He was the top five pick, though.
Yes, he was. And you see YouTube videos of the guy and he's like throwing behind the back passes, no look passes, hitting jumpers, dunking on people. You're like, okay, he's 18, but what good is the European League? And then he came over here and started throwing behind the back passes, no look passes, dunking on people, shooting threes. It's exactly the same.
Again,
one of the
you
few
think,
Euros where it translated.
Again, if you think your kid's playing in the NBA, you're wrong.
Right, just look at these guys.
Not only do you have to worry about the 18-year-olds in this country,
right.
You have to worry about all the kids overseas.
And so you go, oh, my kid's 7 feet tall. And you're like, oh, can he hit threes?
Yeah, exactly.
Can he take the ball up the court?
Well, looking at the rest of the voting in the front court when it comes to the Celtics, in fifth place, Jason Tatum.
Oh,
that
God.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Boom.
214,000 votes. He is ahead of Blake Griffin.
That's just because on NBA 2K, they make him phenomenal.
Griffin's having a monster year, too, for Detroit.
Gordon Hayward's in ninth. Al Horford in 10th. And then you look at, and then the only other Celtic when it comes to guards, the only Celtic is Kyrie Irving. And after that, it's Dwayne Wade, Kemba Walker, Ben Simmons, Victor Oladipo, and then it just continues to go down.
Yeah, those last three guys are much better.
Yeah.
Much better than Dwayne. I mean, those three guys are all having really good years. Kemba Walker, especially, is having a really big year.
Yep. He's finally found the right place for himself. All right. We are bringing back, you know, we often get playoff tickets for the Patriots as we are now the home. Everything's weird about, like, years. You're not allowed to say how many years. You're not allowed to. I know why you can't say how many years in your contract, because everyone else is going to get pissed off.
Yeah. But for this, it's a
Rich
long,
and I signed a 15-year no cut. So with the Patriots, I'm not allowed to say how many years. I don't quite know why. But nonetheless,
there's a renewal yesterday, which is very cool. But it's a long, long time, right, Fred?
Yeah, long, long, long time. Very, very long. So we will have the Celtics and the Patriots, and that's for sure, and hopefully the Bruins for many, many years. I would imagine that they have no interest in leaving the station. So we will talk about how we figure we will give away these tickets, and we're going to meet someone who I honestly questioned if they were still alive. I actually said in the meeting yesterday, and for good reason, not being cute.
Has anyone talked to this man recently?
Oh, yeah, I talked to him all the time.
No, that was your question to the room.
Oh, yeah,
my point.
Okay, yeah. No, Nora's the only one that came out of there as star. All right, so
No. We had one other one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All
right,
that's true.
Yeah, ironically, this is the guy who didn't become a star. All right, we will have that for you. Hear the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask is, don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
95. The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and
I keep waiting for the beat to kick in on that song. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's not the best sample.
I love that sample. This is like exceptional skills, and I love that sample.
I prefer CNC Music Factory.
Yes. You like it being right on beat.
Yeah. Listen, it takes two to make the thing go right.
You like cadence, like I'm king of rock.
Sure.
There is no
it's like
heart.
Mr. Winslow on Family Matters,
that's
as you
right.
like to say.
Okay. All right. We are going to have... I'm allowed to say that, right? We are going to have Patriots tickets
yeah,
to give away.
That we are going to have, definitely. I mean, this is the home of the Patriots, and the game is going to be next Sunday, a week from this Sunday at 1 o'clock. They got the 1 o'clock early game for that slate. John is fist pumping. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Guess when I'm going to be watching that game? 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, because you got stuff all day? Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All day.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. All day.
Yep.
Youth basketball.
I'll take it over the 4, over the 8. Give me the 1. It's fine by me.
Yeah, I'll be watching that. It will be an 8 o'clock game for me. But nonetheless, people want these tickets, obviously. I mean, this is a situation where this might be the best chance the Patriots have to get to the Super Bowl in a long time, and for a long time. And I don't think I'm being crazy saying that. I mean, they're going to have to cut a lot of dead weight after this season. They don't draft well.
Well, a lot of the other AFC teams are, you know, a coin flip like the Patriots are.
Yeah.
Well, part of me also thinks, Fred, that the reason the ratings have been up with this team for, I think it was the best in 3 years, because there's a part of you that goes, we're not going to get a lot of this much longer. So how many more years are we going to be able to enjoy having Tom Brady,
yeah,
you know, playing at least a very good level?
And by the way, I have a theory on why the ratings went up in the this season, and that was there was no boring crap during the offseason. That there was no Deflategate shenanigans. There was no...
Product was better. I think it had more games that were decided by 3 points than any year in like a decade. On top of that, you had these young quarterbacks who, like, the offenses were high scoring. I believe that they set records as far as the amount of points scored, like the total. You look at that Rams-Chiefs game. I mean, that was one of the greatest games. You also happen to coincidentally get excellent product on the marquee stages. Like Thursday Night Football this year, for the most part, had pretty good games. So did Monday Night Football, shockingly.
But I do think, and I'm sure things happened in the offseason, but they didn't resonate with me. Just it seemed this year that there was a break, that it wasn't
minutia
and crap.
Yep.
We talked about, you didn't hear Goodell's name.
Yep.
You haven't heard Goodell's name all season. I think that when people are just inundated with boring crap like the Deflategate, that it turns people off to the game. Anyway, so people are going to want to go to this game. Now, we did a contest, Rich,
mm-hmm,
that we are going to do again.
Yep, we did, because from it became several legends, people that we became huge fans of, regular guests of the show. As a matter of fact, people who even expanded beyond just the show ended up doing things with you, with the podcast for
Chipperson podcast.
Yep, that's right. And this would be the Worse Than Brady contest. We know what kind of a lifestyle that the head quarterback ends up having. You've read the books, and now we need somebody who lives the opposite lifestyle.
Right, and there are certain factors. We'll tell you how you can get involved in this on Monday. But
some of the legends, Nora we met, of course, who showed up, and the reason she was there was that she never leaves the house without some nips of liquor in her purse.
And more than that, she drinks them. Like, it's not just like, just in case, like, mm-hmm, I'm like freaking out, I'm going to have some nips.
Yep.
No, she puts them in her purse and she drinks them.
And then, of course, we met another guy who showed up. It was a dream as he walked through the door, and we saw him gloriously wearing his Wheaties jacket.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
The great Pasta Joe.
Yeah, pasta.
Pasta Joe, a man of very few words.
Bagel bites.
So, Pasta Joe, what did you do yesterday?
Nothing.
Pasta Joe, one of the great guests of all time, but
Frito burrito. Fritos and beef.
I don't have the and cheese. I need the and cheese.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I messed up that one.
All right. So we met Pasta Joe. We met Nora. We met a guy that I voted for so he wouldn't kill us. And then
that is true, by the way.
Yeah. That is absolutely
true. There is no joke
true.
In that.
No, I voted for a guy specifically because I was afraid. He was giving me looks like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah. He was very, very angry looking.
But the man that captured everyone's heart was, and ultimately won the tickets, was a man by the name of...
Hang on, wait!
And cheese.
Ah, yeah!
All right, it was a man by the name of Fat Tony. And Fat Tony, I wasn't joking, his blood pressure was so high, it was something like 220 over like 150 or something like that.
Fat Tony, what was your blood pressure? Because I remember us, like, not in a joking manner discussing how tough it would be for you to walk up the stands of Gillette and us to not have to worry about you. Fat Tony, you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know. I don't keep records of that stuff.
Yeah, so you've, even after you found out you're blood pressure was nearly at a fatal rate, you did not go to a physician.
No, that wasn't doctor confirmed.
Okay, so, all right. So,
that was CVS electric arm squeezer confirmed.
No, it was a blood pressure monitor that confirmed it. It wasn't me, like, taking his pulse. Yeah. I mean, it's a blood pressure monitor. I mean, if it was off by 15 points.
Well, congrats on not being dead. How you been the last year?
Oh, great. I lost a ton of weight. I've been going to the doctors, quit drinking.
So you would have not been even eligible for the contest.
No, I'm just playing. I didn't do any of that.
Oh, man. Life's probably a little more fun. How was your experience at the game? I don't think we've talked to you since you went to the game. And there were people who were wondering, you know, in the big crowd, how'd you do? Did you have a good time?
I told you guys I went. I didn't go. I sold the tickets. I mean, 300, I can't go up those stairs.
All right. So did you get a fair penny for those tickets?
Yeah, I got a grand.
Wow, really? So you just took them and sold them?
No, I mean, $1,000. I mean, he won the money. That's how many packs of smokes and scratches does
There's
that get you?
There's a legit concern. You don't want anything bad to happen to the man. He can't climb the stairs. No. He can't climb the stairs.
It was 1,000 fireball I got.
So you went, that's right. They're $1. They're 99 cents a piece. And so you went out and got 1,000. What's the most amount of fireball nips that you've had during the course of 24 hours?
I don't know. More than my fingers and toes can count.
Okay, so you've had more than 20 in an evening.
Without a doubt.
Okay. So what was the thing that got you in the contest? Because, you know, we took submissions and we're going to later on. What was the video that made us fall in love with Fat Tony?
The cleanliness of my workman, I believe.
Oh, you were the one who, there was no words. It was just you videotaping the inside of your car.
Yeah, it was like 10,000 packs of smokes, like scratches everywhere.
And there was like empty bags of like all sorts of like different fast food places. Like, I mean, you were, like that was, it might have been a month's worth of like half-eaten food you had in there as well.
I don't know if it was half-eaten, but it was something that one could not... The investment to fake that would have been way too much. So we knew Fat Tony right away was the man. Now, did you find love? Did anyone reach out to you because you were on the TV? Did anyone look to find you? I know that Nora found love via Instagram after she was on the show. Did anything like that happen to you?
No. Chicks aren't into fat dudes that drink too much.
Well, I don't know. Tell that to John Goodman. I mean, there's plenty of people out there that can do that.
No, I already had love. I'm good.
Okay,
all right. Any advice for anybody who is going to be in our new Worse Than Brady contest? Can you give the people a little bit of advice, what it's like to, you know, submit, how you get noticed, what do you do?
You can't say how you submit.
No. I'm saying like what you should put out there in your submission.
I don't know. Man up and live life the way you want to.
That's the way that they say it, and that will be on your tombstone eventually one day. Well, Fat Tony, I'm glad that you're keeping at it, my friend, and I'm glad that you got some money for those tickets, And you deserved every penny. And thank you for being such a big part of that contest.
Thank you guys for having me.
And don't you think I was right to vote for that one guy because he looked like he was going to kill everyone?
I thought he was going to kill me.
Yeah, I think
so. He just wanted a goddamn T-shirt.
He did. He was just, we had to give him something. Like a bear. Like, you just have to, like, throw a steak at him.
I got out of there and locked myself in the car with those tickets. I thought I was going to get robbed.
Yeah, there's frightening individual. All right, well, Fat Tony, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You have a good one, too.
All right. Our day is about to get very interesting. So there's now certain websites that are carrying the LeBron James story. And once again, they're not commenting on it. They're making any kind of comment. They're just putting it there. But these are certain sites that attract crazy people. I have a weird feeling we're going to be hearing a lot about this. This is something that will have legs throughout the weekend.
Even though there's no logical...
Let's just say this was published an hour ago and it already has 243 comments.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's on Fox News?
Uh-huh.
Well, that they're going to, I mean, it's not going to be enough.
Well, it's not just them. That's not the only website. I mean, that's kind of the most mainstream of the other ones. There's some strange ones on here.
Again, Danny Ainge.
Oh, what's Schilling going to say?
Who cares? Honestly.
Only his dog would know.
I care more about what Jude and Bird have to say about it than Schilling.
Right.
All right. Again, all right. Well, we'll tell you what it was real quick. I don't want to go through the whole thing again, but we can play the Ainge audio, and you can just see how disgusting the world is now. And that everyone just wants to talk about something that I literally couldn't figure out what he had said that would be any bit notable. And then I found out, and then I got very sad. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.